So like I said, we've got a bunch of really great storytellers tonight. Some of them are going to be from BitBash, who we'll hear from in a little bit. But first, opening the show, we have a gentleman who is launching his own solo show with The Annoyance next month. That show is called Hero. He is a hero for going first when our opener dropped out tonight. This is Adam Levin.
So the theme tonight's multiplayer game, right?
Multiplayer.
Cool, cool. Well, I recently quit the ultimate multiplayer game, which is the service industry. So this is a little story about my last 3 years working in the service industry. It's 11:14 a.m. I know this because Rihanna's S&M is playing, and the restaurant where I work plays the same songs at the same times every single day. As I look around at the half-empty tables, an older couple catches my attention because one of them is slurping down a chicken pot pie at the exact moment Rihanna is singing, "Sex in the air, I don't care, I don't care, the smell of it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but chains and whips excite me." These lyrics accurately describe the atmosphere of the overpriced, family-friendly British kitsch TGI Fridays I casually call my day job, and most definitely not my only source of income. I look across the street at the Billy Goat Tavern, where I eat breakfast every day with my only work friend, Molly the bartender. Next door is a cool hotel coffee bar where I dream of being one of the stylish regulars typing away on their MacBooks. But instead, I am relegated to the Goat, where I'm pretty sure any form of computer is illegal. All the bosses are here today. The GM with his giant beard and belly looks like a young Santa if a young Santa had a crippling cocaine habit. The assistant manager has a wrist-to-elbow tattoo of Al Capone. I've always wondered why this white guy from the South Suburbs has a picture of a mass murderer on his arm forever. That would be like me getting a tattoo of the DC sniper to rep my home city. A customer asked me for another side of ranch dressing, his fourth for a simple side salad. Before moving to Chicago, I never realized that ranch dressing was truly the Midwest's favorite pastime. Who would have guessed a simple soup of buttermilk, mayo, garlic, and spices would rock the third largest city in the country to its core? If only this guy could see the industrial container where we keep his favorite condiment. It looks like a giant vat of room temperature semen. As I walk down the long hallway to the kitchen to grab a fourth side of jizz, I run into my arch nemesis, the busboy. His height and weight can only be described as a perfect circle. He's an extremely racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic chauvinist who's terrible at his job and very proud of it. He's constantly eating and hides snacks all over the restaurant. At any moment in the day, you could be reaching for an extra stack of napkins and find a cup of gravy and saltines. Or if you're looking for something in the walk-in freezer, wondering how the heck did a slice of pizza get behind the ice cream? He has nicknames for everyone at the restaurant and affectionately calls me Mongolo, which in Spanish is mongoloid. Sink that in, people. I have a liberal West Wing fantasies of setting this monster straight, but how are you supposed to lecture someone who works two jobs, 14-hour days, 6 days a week to support three kids about transgender rights? I walk back to the bar and the smell of feces is still in the air from yesterday's incident. The sewage pipes got backed up because nobody drained the grease trap for months, so what can only be described as a poop river came floating out of the floor drains. It was quick, fast, and dirty. In my time working here, the poop river has appeared 3 times. And we only closed the restaurant once. The other two, liquid poop was literally rushing under customers' feet, and strangely, some tables chose to finish their meals. It's 1:30 p.m. I know this because Begging for a Thread by Banks is playing. My best friend Zach, who I've known since the 9th grade, was friends with Banks in college, and we would often share long dorm room conversations about their flirtatious relationship. And now she's playing Coachella, and I'm getting yelled at by a lady because her French onion soup isn't what she expected. I walk over to the bar to spit some hot goss with my only work friend, Molly the bartender, and all the regulars are there. Derek, the extremely handsome metro conductor, who works 4 a.m. to noon and spends the afternoons hiding from his wife and retelling the story about how he was an extra in the movie Hoosiers. The sad dad lawyers who walk back and forth from the courtroom to the bar every afternoon. The 85-year-old man, Henry, who frequently brings in prostitutes. Abdul, the Saudi millionaire who comes from crazy oil money and keeps signing up for different college classes around the city so he can stay in America. It's a desperate crew who only have one thing in common. They're all in love with my only work friend, Molly the bartender, who in an act of corporate sexism is forced to wear a sleeveless, low-cut shirt as her uniform, while all the male bartenders get to wear a dress shirt, tie, and vest. The lunch rush is ending, and I start dropping checks. A table of German tourists tip me nothing on a $100 tab. But they paid in cash, so I quickly ask the manager for an industry discount for their table and secretly pocket 25 bucks. A loud dude is holding court at table 61, so I engage in one of my favorite new hobbies, ruining customer stories. I wait until the right before he gets to the punchline, and then swoop in and say, "Would anyone like some coffee or dessert?" It's 2:45 p.m. I know this because Justin Timberlake's Not a Bad Thing is playing. The first 1,000 times I heard this song, I felt nothing, but now I have a deep emotional reaction every time the back half plays. The lyrics to that chorus are, "If I had a pair of wings, I'd pick you up and fly you away from here. And you put me out of your worries upon my shoulders, my dear." Timberlake just gets it, you guys. I go and hide in the bathroom and text. I go and hide in the electrical closet and text. I go and hide in my dump by the dumpsters and text. I go and hide in the basement and check JewishJobs.com. In a low moment of hoping my own people won't reject me like the many prospective job interviews have in my time at this restaurant. When I finally leave behind the company of my phone, an old bartender stops by and starts handing most of the servers and managers brown paper bags full of edibles. She hasn't worked here in over a year, but still sells drugs to the majority of the staff. A guy from a table I didn't see flags me down and orders a steak, well done. He triple checks that I heard him say, well done. Much like Democrats and Republicans, the country is split between well done people and rare people. Well done customers are generally angry and untrusting. And rare customers are always a little too friendly and adventurous, but order in kind of like a sexy, flirty way. Table 62 is walking out of the restaurant, and I notice his wallet is under the table. One of my favorite things to do is run after people when they forget things like phones, umbrellas, and jackets. First off, it gets me out of the restaurant, and I often feel like a cop running down Randolph Street, frantically searching for my mark. Second, this is one of the few good deeds I do on a regular basis. Oftentimes, months will go by, and acts like these are the only deposit I make in the mitzvah bank. Jewish callback. I call out to the older gentleman about his wallet, but he doesn't hear me. By the time I get out to the front door, he has walked almost 2 blocks. So I'm sprinting down the street. Finally, I catch up to him, I tap him on the shoulder. The man turns around, and I say, "Sir, you forgot your wallet." And I try to hand it to him, but he angrily looks at me and says, "I left that there on purpose." And he walks and leaves me with his cash, credit, and ID as I say, "Sir? Sir? Sir?" All right, thanks, guys.
I just quit my job, too. Feels pretty good. I mean, I'm sure it's going to feel less good like the longer I go without like steady income, but right now it feels pretty good, guys. Hope you're feeling good, Adam. Thank you so much for that.